Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, everybody. We are live here on Journey into the Light, also live on Facebook. And we are in hour number three. Actually going on our fourth hour now. And we are going to have a roundtable of sorts. That's right. Roundtable of sorts. We're going to take your question on anything, okay? So let me just make that clear. Anything. But we are going to focus a lot on relationships, meaning we're going to give you the male-female answer to your question, okay? Because we have on the show tonight Jennifer Green, Nashville's astrologer, psychic medium, who is here normally on Wednesdays. Also joining the panel, psychic Little T, who is here on Thursdays for her regular show, which she was on 3 hours ago. We had a great show. And me, Michael Long. I don't know if you've ever heard of me. I am going to be the third panelist. And on relationship questions, I'm going to join in with my question after the ladies go first, of course, right? And because, in all seriousness, when there is a disagreement in a male-female relationship, a lot of times it can be just because male and females think differently on things. But it doesn't mean that there's anything wrong going on. It doesn't mean someone's upset. It doesn't mean someone is cheating. You know what I'm saying? Because we do. So what we want you guys to do is ask your questions, okay, on what's going on in your relationship, okay? And if it is, so we're going to answer and give you the perspective from a female and male side of things, okay? The ladies, being that they're psychic mediums, they will give you as far as a psychic, information too. All three on the panel will shorten our answers a little bit because there are three of us. We do want to take your calls. But again, let me say again, your call does not have to be just on relationships, okay? All right, so we got that out there, right? And the number to call in, as always, 347-884-8245. And as we've been saying all night, but I know there's new listeners here, we are we are dedicating our shows, our homeless mission, Love in Action. And as we said earlier, we started off the show needing a miracle of $550 to reach our goals for the week. And I won't reiterate. Most people know what we do and we've talked about it all. So where we're at tonight, after being on the air for about 3 hours, we are down from $550. If you can believe it, we are down to just $125 to raise, okay? So maybe one person can take care of it, or maybe a couple can take care of that. The sooner the better. Otherwise, I am going to stay until we reach that total. I don't know how long the ladies will stay, but I'm going to stay until we reach that total because it means that much to me, because it means so much to the folks that I help. And you've heard all week the stories of the people I've helped. I have put out the video of the couple that I helped yesterday. And tomorrow is the day that I go out to help the homeless. Tomorrow morning, I'll be up bright and early, taking my wife to the doctor. She has lupus. Most people know that. So I'll be taking her in, and once we get her home, get her settled, then I'll be back out on the streets in the early afternoon, and helping the families, helping the homeless. And last week when I went out, one of the ladies, I don't know if you caught, I put the picture out there. She had the cutest smile and her hand behind her head. And she said to me, she said, "I just want to thank you so much." And she reached over and gave me a kiss on the cheek. And then she was reaching, you know, she was next to me in the car, not in, in the car, but she was standing next to the, you know, I get. And she said to me, she said, "Oh," she said, and she patted me on the stomach and she said, "I can see you don't miss too many meals," she said. And I just laughed. And she said, "You must have a really good wife that cooks really well for you." Anyway, she was a sweetheart, and I took it all in fun and laughs. People, and if you think there's other people going around and helping, you know, with their truck or the rich, you know, I don't see any Lexus out there. I don't see any Cadillacs running around helping. I mean, if it ain't us guys, it ain't, who is it going to be? I always say it ain't nobody. It ain't going to be our president, and I'm not going to get political, but you know what I mean? When we got a president that lives in a gold tower, I mean, give me a break. And I won't even start there. My wife is always like, "Mike," she's like, "dear," she said, "turn it off, get some sleep." And so Silvana, she asked, "Is the Shaw still in the game?" And I said earlier, the Shaw that my wife beautifully makes, anybody that donates $200, the Shaw is yours. You're donating for a great cause. So the answer is someone already has donated, but yes is the answer. My wife will make another. Just, of course, be a little patient with her to make another. Takes about 4 or 5 days to make these beautiful Shaws. But if you want to donate, Silvana or anybody else, $200, go ahead and send me your address, and the Shaw is yours. And then after tonight, I got a feeling my wife will be shawed out for a little bit of time. But let me know if you've donated and send me your address on Messenger. Okay. All right. Call on in 347-884-8245. Press the 1 on your phone to come aboard. Again, we're taking questions on relationships, but also anything else. Okay. But it's going to be a fun show. We do want to reach our goal, but other than that, we want to have fun. We want to help you. Okay. So, let's do a short, less than a 2 minute song, and we'll be right back.
Sing me a song of a lass that is gone. Say, could that lass be I? Mary of souls, she sailed on a day over the sea.
Let's bring on to the show. And again, the way it works is the callers, you will call in with your question. And then we'll have Jennifer go, and then Little T go, and then I will give what I get, okay? And then, of course, we'll switch around. So, okay? Okay, so let's welcome Jennifer Green to the show and Psychic Little T. Welcome, ladies.
Hi, Michael. Hi, Jennifer.
Hey, guys.
Can you hear me?
How are we doing? All right. I can hear you. Welcome back, T.
Thanks. Hey, Jennifer.
Jennifer, are you there?
Are we missing one?
I can't hear Jennifer. Okay. Jennifer, are you there? Can you hear me?
Can you hear me? Hello.
Okay, now we can.
Okay.
Are you there? Okay.
Hi,
okay,
everyone.
Great.
Hi, Jennifer.
It's Little T.
Thanks. I want to say thank you guys for having me. I'm very excited to be a part of this good cause and the good purpose.
Yeah, we're glad to get it together. This is, this is Jennifer's first roundtable, so I know you've been on several, so, but anyway.
Cool.
So get the hand of the rope. Yeah. Okay. It takes a little, getting used to the flow of not stepping on each other's toes, but we're all good. We're all family. So it's all good, Jennifer. Anything goes. So end of the week. And you're right, Jennifer. It's for a great cause. And we're going to help some people. And Jennifer, I think, when that last call came through on your show Monday, that really kind of set it up, right?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
Can you guys hear
okay.
me well?
Yeah, we can hear you now. We can hear you now. So let's take our first call, and we'll get her question. And then, Jennifer, why don't you go first, and then Little T, and then just you ladies kind of shorten up your answers a little bit compared to what you're used to, on our normal shows with me singly. So does that make sense? Any questions, ladies?
Nope. We're ready.
Okay. Sounds great. Okay. So let's go to Florida and let's bring in Lisa to the show. Welcome, Lisa.
Hi. Welcome, everybody.
Hi, Lisa.
Hi. Hello. My question is, birthday is May 27, 1969.
And tell me your question.
My question is, I've been out of a relationship for a while now. I just wanted to know if you see me with anyone where it can lead to marriage.
I could tell you, first of all, you are destined for marriage. I definitely see that for you.
No.
Also sense that there's energy of the transformation that needs to happen to you personally. And one of what I see and what I advise for you is now is a key time for you to truly take care of yourself and to be ready. Because it looks like you've kind of been off the dating scene and you've been laid back for a minute.
Yeah.
And so you're ready to start meeting people again. So I give this advice a lot when I do a lot of expos and seminars. If there is someone, you have to have an intention, a certain type of person that you want to meet, certain type of guy, certain type of standards. Let's just say, as an example, you want to marry a doctor. That's the type of guy that you want. So you can do a few things. You can sit and wait for him, which could be waiting for a long time. You can do people watching and go out. But what I recommend is to go where they hang out at. So where would you find that at? Medical convention. Your odds are a whole lot more higher. And, Michael, I wanted to, on every caller that comes in, I wanted to actually give them a tool that they could, as soon as they hang up, to actually go do it. Because people are calling in for change, to make a change. So that's what I'm going to say. So I'll let little T, you there?
Yeah, I'm listening.
Okay.
I agree with you 100%. But what I'm picking up on is you have a lot of energy around you. I'm also picking up stomach problems. I'm not sure if that's you or somebody else, but I feel like I'm doubled over in pain.
Yeah, I do have stomach issues. Mm-hmm. That's
okay.
Correct.
So it's your energy, too, that I'm picking up on. Have they solved the problem?
It's mild, and, you know, it acts up, and then it's, you know, calmed down, and
okay.
So, you know, I haven't gone to the doctors about it now.
Well, you might want to make a doctor's appointment to, you know, see what else can be done to help control this, because this pain hurts, and I don't know about you, but I don't like being in pain.
And on the air tonight, we have myself, we have a clairvoyant.
Oh, I guess he's doing Facebook Live. But that's my suggestion, but I also agree with Jennifer about going to meet people and, you know, kind of opening yourself up to new opportunities.
Okay.
So, Michael, what do you have to say? Oh, Michael must be in the screening room. Well, I can give out my information to the callers while she's doing Facebook Live and he's manding the phone lines. But my contact information is Psychic Little T. I just forgot what I was saying. PsychicLittleT.com. Contact number is 609-320-7912. And if Jennifer, you want to give your contact information if you're done with Facebook Live so everybody can find out where to reach you. Michael is busy doing whatever.
Okay, thank you. My name is Jennifer Green. I'm a Nashville astrologer. My phone number is 615-944-9707. That's 615-944-9707. I am also on Facebook Live at the present time as well, Instagram, and there's on those social medias, I have a ton of inspirational quotes and motivation, a little bit for everyone is out there.
Okay, great. All right, well, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
It was very nice to meet you. Have a good evening.
You too. Bye-bye.
Okay, Jennifer, since it seems to be me and you, how long have you been doing this?
I've been doing this my entire life.
Me too.
What if we hear a little bit about your background?
Well, I've been doing this for as long as I can remember. When I was younger, I would see, like, different spirits. I'm sure you can relate to this. I think Mike's back.
Yes, I am. Where are we at with the call, ladies?
We ended the call, and we were just talking a little about ourselves. We gave our contact information out.
Great. You guys are pros.
We're getting pretty good at this.
Yes. Okay, I wasn't able to hear the whole call anyway because I was screening, you know, so I can't hear
right.
that. So I thought I'd screen several calls so that the future calls I can listen and partake if needed. Okay. Yeah, you guys get it. Okay, very cool. Let's take our next call then, ladies. And Little T, if you want to go first this time, and let's bring in Carmen from Florida. Welcome, Carmen.
Hello, how are you guys?
Hey, Carmen.
Hi, nice to meet you.
You too.
And he asked me what my question was, and I know you guys are doing, you know, ask any kind of questions, but I was not dating one for 8 years, and I got into a relationship with someone that was, like, it's not really considered long distance, but he was a trucker, so he was never home. We just ended, broke up like between June and July, and it just didn't end very, very well. And obviously I'm a psychic, but I can't read for myself, and I don't think I'll ever get back with him, but the other people that are readers think that he will come back, and I just can't even fathom that. So I'm hoping for new love. So what do you guys think? Any suggestions? And I'm a Leo. My birthday was just a few days ago, August 22nd. I know we're in a transformation period, and Venus retrograde, Mercury retrograde. I know about planets and all that, but like I said, I can't read for myself.
Well, happy birthday, first of all.
Thank you.
Of this, and correct me if I'm wrong, but when you were telling me that, I felt like there was some type of abuse, whether it was mental or physical. But
he became verbally abusive and like projected things from his childhood abuse onto me, which, you know, I was never abusive, but he became kind of like by texting or emails abusive to me. It was never really verbal or physical.
But it's still mental, and that's worse.
Yes,
sometimes,
absolutely.
In my opinion.
Absolutely. Yes, absolutely.
I don't feel he's coming back, and if he does, you need to run. Because you
absolutely
don't need that nonsense.
Exactly, that's exactly
as
right.
As far
that's
as meeting,
felt.
As far as meeting somebody new, I personally am not feeling that, but maybe Jennifer can enlighten you on that.
Okay.
Take
I
it away, Jen.
Your honesty. Thank you.
Thank you. Hi there. I'm glad that you called in with your question and your concern, and I'm glad to give you some good advice right now. So,
thank you.
As everyone knows, the eclipse has came and went, and
yes,
it's definitely
yes
a change of transformation. People that
yes
has been an empath, I just said this earlier, as yourself, as all of us on the phone right now, we're all empaths,
yep. Yep.
And this has been a transformation. We've all been in a stage of metamorphosis, of change. Although
right
everyone is interested in love, the sad part is the year one that we're in right now is all about
yep
self-growth, self-development, being disciplined,
yep,
being obedient to the spirit, to the energy, and most of all to yourself. Next
right
year is all about love in year two. And this is a time for you to prepare yourself and to heal yourself so you could be the absolute best girlfriend that you can possibly be. Because I can predict, I'm very for sure of this, the next relationship you have will be the one that you're going to, that will be your ever after. And I could see that for sure.
Yeah,
and
I agree with you.
Right now is all about the time to heal yourself. Meditation,
okay,
yoga, prayer. I'm sure you do all these things already.
Yes.
And it's to purify yourself and your mind. So it's, and that's my perspective, and that's what I've been feeling since the beginning of the year, since January. Year two will be all about love. Right now we're planting the seeds to what year two is going to bring.
Exactly. Thank you.
Very welcome.
Okay, we thank you for your call. Yeah. Thanks for your call, Carmen.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Yeah. I didn't have anything there. If there is, I'll jump on in. So far, you guys, it's kind of up to your alley. So you guys are doing a smash-up job there.
Thank you.
All right. Well, again, the number to call in, 347-884-8245. We are update on where we stand. We are just $100 away from meeting our goal and the miracle happening tonight. Can you believe that, ladies?
Are you really asking me that?
Yeah, I am. From $550, did you think?
Didn't we do it last time on my show?
I know,
$600?
I know, T, but each time I was telling Facebook people, I have faith. I do. But it just seems like a lot. It is a lot. And to come on one night and just think, you know what I'm saying? It's Doesn't it blow you guys away when you hear that number
It is amazing, and thank you to all the listeners that have donated and the future ones have donated. If it wasn't for you guys, we wouldn't be able to do this. That's the bottom line.
Right.
Definitely a blessing and an honor to participate in such a good cause.
Yeah. So that's where we stand, guys, who are listening. You guys want to, again, we're going to be here until, well, at least I will be, till we reach that ultimate goal of the $100 left. I don't know if you ladies are going to stay with me until the chickens come up, but wouldn't that be something to remember, though? Even though you guys would be dead tired the next day, but.
Won't be the first time for me.
We would always have that memory. Like, do you remember that time, Mike, that we stayed up on the show till 6 in the morning? Oh, I find that funny. Okay. Next caller. Sorry. Next caller. Let's go to Chris. Chris, thank you so much for your donation.
Oh, absolutely. I'm just glad I was able to give it. Sometimes you don't have it, but matter of fact, I just put some money in the bank right now. Like, just as I called, and I was like, you know what, man, I do have some money. Let me try and help. So I'm just glad I could.
Thank you. All right.
Okay.
So what's your question? Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'm in a new relationship. Well, I guess about 7-8 months or so.
Okay.
She's really great. She's great with my kids. My kids love her. I love her. But you know, it's funny because at the beginning of the show, Michael said something about, like, if someone says something, it's because, you know, men and women's brains think differently and this and that. You know, it's like that's pretty much exactly what's going on. Because like, I'll give you the situation, and like, little things like this come up here and there, you know, because she's like, I wouldn't say she's very flirtatious, but she's very girly. She kind of grew up boy crazy, you know, and some of the things that she says kind of makes me uncomfortable. If that makes any sense. And so, like, as a matter of fact, like, just today, you know, she described, she was talking about, like, some shampoo. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, so, like, it's just, like, little things, but it really, like, makes me uncomfortable, and so I just want to know, like, if I'm crazy or what's going on or what. But, like, she was describing, like, some shampoo that she bought. She's like, oh, it smells so good. Oh, it smells like yummy, delicious man. It smells so good. I'm like, okay. I was like, would you be okay if, like, I was describing something that's smelling like yummy, delicious woman, you know? And, like, I guess with her, she's okay with it, but with me, it just makes me feel weird, you know? It just kind of makes me, I don't know if it's, like, because how we grew up or you know, just how different we are. Like, I'm, you know, I just come from a different style of background, and so does she. And so I just want to know, like, what you see with this relationship and, you know, what I can do, if I can do, if it is just me, if I'm just being petty, if I'm just being,
no,
small.
No, I think she's being flirtatious with you, but is being flirtatious in the wrong way. Because you're taking it the wrong way. Have you really tried to sit down and communicate this to her besides saying, well, how would you feel? You know, sometimes that's not the answer either. Or maybe you might want to try saying, you know, I feel uncomfortable the way that you worded that. You know, I could see if she said, hey, babe, you know, the shampoo I just bought smells really good. But for her to say it smells like a man, like,
no,
that
yummy,
would be
delicious
a
man.
Okay,
yummy, delicious.
Sorry.
You know,
sorry.
Seriously, though, I'm like, really? Like, am I crazy? Like,
but
I mean,
she,
you
might
know, like,
be doing it just to get a reaction out of you, because some women do that. They feel like they need to take a reaction from their man and, you know, do, there's no other way of saying this, stupid things to see how they would react to for you to get your manliness up, and, you know, it could be an immaturity thing,
right,
or she just is wording it the wrong way. But that's all I can tell you. Hopefully Jen can shed more light on the situation.
Well, I mean, I get that. I was wondering, like, what you see for long-term, if you see her and I going long-term.
Yeah,
stuff,
I do, but I think the communication needs to be a lot better. Maybe listen a little bit more, and, you know, if you don't feel comfortable, you know, just say, hey, can you word it differently? You know, try to be, not professional, but, you know, kind of let her know that it makes you feel really uncomfortable or try, I don't know, I don't want to say like tit for tat, but, you know, sometimes people need a dose of their own medicine to realize like how hurtful that could be if you exhausted all other choices. But again, you know, maybe Jen can shed some more light on it. If we lost her.
Jennifer, are you there? Yeah, it looks like we did. Let me see if she's called back in here. Let me check the board. Well, looks like we did momentarily. So, now, Chris, tell me exactly what she said now. Yummy, delicious. what else did she say?
And like I said, you know, like if I'm being petty and if I'm being immature, I need to know, you know, because I just want things to be, I just want things to be okay, and I want things to roll smoothly. But you know, she has somewhat of a checkered past, I guess. So do I. You know, we're both in our 30s. You know, it's not like we're fresh out of high school. You know, only having like one partner. So. She had talked about some shampoo she bought, and she was like, oh yeah, it smells really good. It smells like yummy, delicious man. And I was like, that was just weird, because I would never describe something to her as smelling like yummy, delicious woman. You know, like, I think it's disrespectful. I don't think it's okay. It makes me feel weird. You know, it's like, there's a total difference between like, oh yeah, it smells like guy, or it smells like man scent, as opposed to yummy, delicious man. I was like, really? Like, do you really got to, like, say things like that, you know? I don't know if she has, like, I know she has no filter sometimes, you know, but it's like, goodness, it just really just rubs me the wrong way, and I just, I want to know if this is me, if it's something that's worked out.
Chris, I'm feeling there's more to it. Like, there's more that she has said that has upset you, because to me, if I was your age and she said that, you know, we're in a relationship, I would just kind of tease her back, and I wouldn't think much of it, to be honest with you, if that was it. But I feel there's more there. Am I right? More things she has said that has, you know,
skin. Yeah, she said a few things. There was a time when her and I, we've been dating for about 7 months. Maybe about a month ago, we had taken a break. But then, that very weekend, turns out, you know, she's an adult, whatever, you know. But, like, turns out that weekend, she went to the bar and kind of went home with the guy. And,
yeah,
you know what I'm saying.
And see that, that wouldn't be right for me. I would, that's not the type of, you know, relationship at all I would be interested in. If you're looking for a serious relationship, to me, that wouldn't be the yummy, delicious thing that would get to me. It would be sad, and it would be goodbye. Right. You know, see, I'm not, you know, into, you know, playing around with other people. That just ain't gonna work. And, you know, so it's really up to you. If you're into that, well, then I feel like you're not. So I would say, you know, she is, though, and she's not ready to settle down. And so I wouldn't move on. I will look for someone else, because
technically we weren't together. Like, we were broken up for like about a month, maybe. I guess it was going rocky. for about like a month, and then like when it was officially over, you know, it turns out she really didn't wait very long, I guess.
Yeah.
Now, can I put in here?
Sure,
please.
I'm sitting here listening to everything that you're saying, and you're making excuses for her.
Uh-huh.
If I loved the person and decided that the relationship was ending for whatever reason, I'm not going to go out and sleep with the next person I run into.
All right.
And again, I might be different. You know, she's not 18, 21 years old. She's 30-something years old. It's time to grow up. And
right.
That's the underlying problem, that she slept with somebody else and you're having a hard time dealing with it. And you don't need that crap in your life. You know, you got kids to worry about. So that's what you need to focus on, is stop worrying about these women. Get yourself together so you can attract better energy. And again, I don't know this person, but for her reaction to one relationship ending and to go sleep with somebody else, that's something that people shouldn't do. And I'm not judging anybody on what they do personally, but it does hurt the next person because it does get back to them.
All right.
So, I mean, you can take it or leave it. That's just my opinion. But
right.
You have a huge heart, and you need to guard that heart. And, you know, it seems like when women pay attention, you're like, oh, great. But unfortunately, you're attracting the wrong person that you want to be with.
Let's see, because I think we got Jennifer back. Jennifer, are you there?
I am. Can you guys
okay.
hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you. You want to add anything? I don't know how much you've heard, but it's your turn if you want to talk to Chris. Yeah.
I will add one thing from what I've gathered, and I've definitely caught the part of betrayal, and I'm going to talk also say something about forgiveness. If you have to look at this person's heart. What was their motives? What was their intentions? And sometimes there's some questions we have to ask that we don't like. First one is, was they sober-minded? Did any type of substance affect their behavior? And you also have to ask the question, are they mentally well? That doesn't mean to forgive. That doesn't mean to make their situation, their betrayal, better. But you got to have some peace within yourself as well.
Right.
So that's what I'm going to add. You
have
to hold in your standards. The motive is look inside your heart. So I didn't hear all of it from the very beginning, but I will say that for anyone who's going through a hurt, a betrayal of any kind, you have to question the heart. What was the motivation? Was it intentional? Was it on purpose to cause pain? Did they lie because they prevent a problem? What was the motive in it? That's really all I could kind of insight from what I've
So, Chris, I don't think that's what you're looking for, is it?
I mean, if I ask myself those questions, you know, I believe that she does have a very good heart. I know that she was drunk when it did happen. She essentially worships the ground I walk on. You know, but it just—I guess it's just hard to not think about some things sometimes.
Yeah, I mean, you're trying to make, you know, and bless you, I've known you for years, of course, and talked to you here, and you have, you know, a very loving heart, and not saying she doesn't, she does obviously, because you know, but the thing is she's not, you know, on the same path that you are, that you're wanting to go. And it's going to be, Chris, it's going to be one disappointment after another. And, but you'll find, you said she worships your ground you walk on, but not totally, because if that was the case, even if you're broken up for a month, she wouldn't be going out with another guy from the bar, you know, going to bed with them. You just don't do those things. If, you know, so you need, you know, there are women out there, ladies out there that you can find that really will be what you're looking for, that, you know, won't just for the first fight all of a sudden, you know, go with the guy, you know, next guy. And I'm just saying, if you continue with that relationship, it's going to continue to be hurt after hurt after hurt. I mean, it really is. So I think you deserve better. So,
well, I appreciate it. Thank you.
Okay. Well, hope that helps. Call back anytime.
All right. Thank you.
Okay. Much love to you, brother. Take care. All right. You know, I don't think that's what he wanted to hear, but for his own good, you know.
He needs to hear it.
Yeah. Right. Because it's when you're in that, you know, where he was, he wanted to think she, you know, could and would change but she's in a totally different path than he is, and so. But anyway, let's see where we go next here, guys. And if you're called in, you want to have a question, press the 1 on your phone. Okay, press the 1 on your phone to come aboard, please. Let's go to area code 985. Welcome. Can we get your first name, where you're calling from?
It's Maggie.
Oh, man. There.
I can't believe you don't have that area code memorized.
I do, but I've had several 985s, and it's been a long night, so I... Anyway, I didn't see you on Facebook. Of course, I haven't, you know... So, but anyway,
yeah,
there's
dead right now. It's on the charger, so I couldn't turn it on.
There's our lab.
I just thought to say hi and hope you feel better.
Oh, thank you. I think so. You don't have a question? Sure, you do.
I guess so. If,
go shoot.
well, it's not. Well, my
right, it doesn't
my
have to be related.
Half of it there and the other half is on the other side. So is there anything from him?
Go ahead, Jen. I'm going to let you handle this one.
Well,
we have
hi,
a long
Maggie.
Distance relationship.
Maggie, we might. This might be a call for next week, I think. I think we'll leave it for, or unless you get something, Jennifer.
I tell you what, if I does not admire your personality, then he's not worth your time. Because you have an awesome laugh and you have an awesome personality, and I think if a guy doesn't admire that part about you, then he's missing out on a whole lot.
Well, he's dead. He can't help it.
Her husband has passed, but any future. She's
I'm
saying any future ones. Any future.
Oh.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Maggie.
The way that she worded it, I'm like, oh my goodness.
That's okay. I'll laugh about it.
This is what we needed for the end of the night. This is our final call
of
the night.
So you see anybody in my future?
Ladies, anything?
I can say I truly do feel that you do have a future inside your love life. There is a future there. although there's a huge peace that needs to be made from the past so the future can start manifesting itself. And I sense also from you, Maggie, is that you, the fear inside the back of your mind, growing old alone, you've manifested that. You're living that. And I almost feel like you can't visualize yourself with a companion long term, and to work on to practice visualizing while you're meditating to actually see that you can. It does exist. Because I can tell that if your partner was here right now, they would tell you that they would want you to be happy.
Okay.
And I know that for sure. And they wouldn't want to see you to spend the rest of your years by yourself, because you have too much of an awesome personality and a great laugh, and that should definitely be shared and not kept a secret.
Okay.
And it is there for you.
So I have to break up with the dead guy, huh?
Something like
okay.
that.
He just wants you to know, he said, I'm not dead, I just don't have a body.
Yeah.
That's true.
Wow.
He's warming up. Mr. Laughbox is warming up.
Oh, no.
Oh, man.
Now, Maggie's laugh is better than that. Yeah.
I think you just need to record her voice.
I know.
Her laughter.
I know. I told her to record it and send it to me, please.
I don't have a recorder.
Well, just I'll figure out a way. It's easy enough.
Bless
yeah, I'll
your
just
heart,
clip
darling.
It. That's all I
well,
need
I sure
to do.
Well, I hope everything goes good for you tomorrow, Michael.
Clip it. Oh, tomorrow. Oh, you mean with the mission? It'll be fine.
Aren't you supposed to be going to the doctor tomorrow?
Well, I went to the doctor 2 days ago, but the wound care is in, as soon as they can get me in, is in 10 days where I've been before. So I'm treating it now. I was treating it before, but I'm treating it too. My wife is wrapping it for me, and because it's hard to reach, but she's done this before with the heel that was so bad. We almost lost my foot. So she's used to that. And then we're going to wound care and 10 days, but I don't think I don't think it's bad. So,
anyway.
Do they
do hyperbaric?
Well, they can if it's really, really bad. And as bad as my heel was, we still hadn't reached that stage yet. But I know what you're talking about, because where I went, they had one and I saw it. And I didn't want to go in there.
It works good.
Yeah.
They work really good.
Mm hmm. Yeah.
Well, good luck with that.
Yeah, I'll let everybody know when I get a little closer, but yeah. But, I need to get my feet up here. That will help. but anyway. Anyway. Well, thanks for calling in, Maggie. You made our week.
Okay,
so
y'all. You have a great night, everybody. And thank you for the reading.
Good night.
Bye-bye.
Good night. Okay, bye-bye. Good night, Maggie. All right. We just love Maggie, don't we?
Yes.
She has an awesome laugh. That's incredible.
I'm sorry. It just takes a little while to get used to. I don't mean to step on your words, Jennifer. Go ahead with what you're saying.
I was just complimenting Maggie on her laugh, how absolutely contagious it is. When I heard her laugh, that was the first time I've heard Maggie laugh. or meeting her.
Really? Okay.
I may have heard her laugh last week, maybe. But her laugh is just contagious. The first thing I thought about was almost like a yawn. You can't help but start laughing as well when you hear her.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Anyway, that just made everybody laugh. So, all right. Well, I know it's late where you guys are. We did reach our goal. Yeah, what am I doing? I'm here on Facebook. Where's my sound effect here? Come on, speed it up, little switchboard. Okay, here we go. Come on. There we go. This is the winning bell. When we reach our there we go.
That was awesome. Next time, can you warn me about blew my eardrum out?
I didn't know it was so loud. I know. Sorry. God.
Oh, man. That was. Hey, girls, wake up.
Yeah. We're on for another 4 hours. Wake up.
Yeah, right. If we didn't reach our total, it's like we're getting ready for the next hour, ladies. Which one of you guys are staying with me? And like, click, click.
Yeah, I don't know if you heard earlier, Jen. He was like, yeah, we'll be on until 2 o'clock in the morning. And I'm thinking, yeah, you might be there by yourself, but
I heard 2 o'clock in the morning one time. I'm like, that's some very passionate staying up late. I've already been up for 2 days in a row myself, so I'm already beat.
Oh, really? You haven't slept in 2 days?
I caught 2 hours last night, maybe 2 hours the night before.
Wow,
so
you need to get some sleep.
I'm ready to kind of I need to recharge my batteries a little bit.
Yeah, big time.
She
big
sounds
time,
like
girl.
You, Michael.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, 4 hours
well, no.
of sleep. Okay.
No, I couldn't work like that's 2 hours a night. I couldn't do that. She needs to sleep more than me. Remember that from last week?
Yeah.
I thought this was our music.
You know what that reminds me of? When I was in the hospital with my appendix, when that stupid IV machine would go off.
Yeah.
And it would take them 45 minutes to come in to reset it. So I learned how to reset it myself.
God.
That's exactly
what
it sounds like.
Yeah. Do you know what that's from? Not T, because she already knows. But Jennifer, do you know what that's from? That noise?
No.
Okay. That's from The Price is Right, the TV show.
God, I know
spin
that
big wheel. Yeah.
I totally know that. My grandmother watched it every single morning.
Yeah.
Bob Barker all her life. And
spin that big wheel. See what you get. And you win the $750 million. You win Big Lotto. All right.
You know,
it's
funny.
To neuter your pets. Go ahead. Sure.
It's funny that you're talking about old game shows. I'm sitting here watching a new version of The Gong Show.
Oh, yeah, I've seen that. It's not like the original, though.
Oh, no, definitely not.
I love The Gong Show. Oh, my God. That was my favorite show as a kid was The Gong Show. Every,
right.
like, mornings, like, when it was summer break and you could watch it and with Chuck Barris. Oh, my God, that was awesome.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of this new host.
No,
but, you know,
like, where'd they get that guy from? I mean,
England.
Yeah, I mean, are we not? I mean, I love everybody, but still, I mean, this is the United States. I mean, what? I mean, it just doesn't work, okay? That's just, yeah, as Melanie is saying, yeah, I don't get your pets spayed and neutered, you know, Bob Barker.
Yeah. The good old times, huh?
Yeah. Yeah, mostly. Anyway. Yeah. Well, it's good to laugh. It's good to laugh, especially at the end of the week. Well, anytime, but. Okay. Well, I'll let you ladies go. I know it's very late, especially on the East Coast. So thanks a lot again, Little T and Jennifer.
Thank you very
much. Thank
you. Nice to meet you, Little T.
You too. We'll have to do this again.
Yeah, I think we all
when you've had more sleep.
Yes. Sure. Ready.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right, right. Okay. Take care, guys. Love you guys.
Good
night. Good
night.
Good night.
Thank you.
Good night.
Good
night. All right. All right. That was wonderful. And I just, I obviously can't close the show without thanking everybody and those who donated, who made the miracle happen tonight. You guys honestly blow me away. Really. I just, I see, you know, on Thursday, it's kind of what we're doing, you know, at the end of the week, seeing what's left, what's needed to, you know, to help those that, you know, to, and like last week, this week was probably even more of unsureness after last week. We had people step up, and I thought, you know, another Thursday, people are going to be like, you know, forget it, you know, just, I just have to say, I had my doubts. I really did. And I just want to thank everybody more than you can imagine, really. And it just, and on top of that, you just, you know, your support shows me your support for the mission and how much you love the mission as I do and how much it's worth it. So thank you again. Thank you for your prayers for the wound. Again, I feel everything's going to be all right. I'm really not all that worried, but I do ask for prayers and healing because I definitely believe in prayer without a doubt. You can see what happened today. And I was actually, you know, I've been praying all day about this, you know, reaching our goal. Anyway, just want to thank everybody and thanks everybody for the, you know, the week. Everybody that had a part in it, listeners, callers, guests, Nikki, thanks so much. I'm so glad that you are back. And thanks again to all my dear friends who show up and, you know, give me encouragement, make me laugh. Melanie, you are wonderful. You are just a dear friend up in Canada and just ooze love. You really do. And me and my wife and kids just love you. And so thank you. And as again, as I said earlier, Nikki, thank you. You can always tell who your friends are because when they go, like on a vacation trip like you did, you find out how much you really miss them and how much they really mean to you. So thank you. So much. And so all right. So I'm gonna wrap up here. I know my cat is meowing, like, where's my time? She's getting the minute I go and I sit in my recliner, she jumps on me, so she's waiting. Get in here. I own you after the show. So much love to all of you. I love all of you. And I should be back here Sunday night as normal for next week's of chosen things. So we'll see you then. Thanks again, everybody. Much love and have a great night. Weekend too.